Alrighty, this is chapter 4 of Winning Your Relationship Game, and the title of this chapter is, What Were You Thinking? I'm going to start moving into thoughts now. So, have you ever been astounded by your thinking at times? Did you react and respond at times without seeming to think at all? Well, there's a reason for that, and it helps to understand some of the science of how your brain works. Knowing will help you change some of those fixed behavior tracks that aren't helpful. Again, what you think and feel is important, but it's your behavior that helps in winning your relationship game. You'll need to understand how your thoughts and feelings lead to behaviors. The root of the word emotion means cause to move. You have emotions or feelings for a reason. They're intended to protect us, but they can be both a gift and a curse. A lot of your responses to feelings are based on well-learned patterns of behavior. Before age 5, your brain is like a sponge, soaking up so much learning. It's just amazing. Research now shows our brains continue to develop around age 25. A lot of what your brain learns is how to respond to situations around you. Your brain loves to solve problems, and it acts to establish patterns just to help you out. Some behavior patterns are fixed so deeply, it's often hard to find them. It's also why when you have a strong emotional response to a situation, we can often find the underlying issue in your childhood. There are a lot of models to talk about how the brain works. The one I like to use describes the brain being two parts. I call them the primal brain and the logic brain. The primal brain controls the apparatus of life. Breathing, circulation, etc. Its job is to keep you alive and safe. Have you had the experience of touching something hot and reflexively pulling your hand away before you even realize that it's hot? That's the work of your primal brain. You can be thankful it works like it should. It doesn't wait around for the logic brain to figure it out. It says, hey, that's not safe. I'm pulling our hand away now. In that moment of perceived danger, it takes over. And so it does any time it perceives you're not safe. The logic brain works quite differently. It makes a plan, weighs the pros and cons, and then carefully, methodically carries it out. Now, this might take just a few moments, but when there's imminent risk, those moments are too high a cost. Imagine facing a man-eating tiger. The primal brain takes over, and you run or you fight. If the logic brain was in charge, you'd start to weigh your options, calculate the best move, and then get ready to respond. In the meantime, you'd be lunch. As an adult, you still carry those behavior tracks established a long time ago. When your primal brain notices something reminiscent of a past unsafe or painful situation, it gets triggered and responds automatically. Without consulting the logic brain, it helps you out. This response usually looks like anxiety, fear, or anger. Unfortunately, the primal brain has no discernment. To it, danger is danger is danger, and all similar risk is dealt with the same. The primal brain detects risk and tells your body how to react. This results in heart rate increases, changes to your breathing. Your stomach may get fluttery or tight. Your primal brain is getting your body ready to run or fight. When you get to this state, the logic brain is overridden and won't operate. This state is called flooding. When you're flooded, your primal brain is in charge. It's going to take some measures to protect you. The logic brain is shut down so as not to get in the way of survival. In current day situations, the ghost of past events is present. The primal brain assumes it knows what to do. Remember, it doesn't have the capacity to discern time or even person. It just acts on a trigger or an activating event. An activating event today will start off an old embedded behavior track. Because of the lack of discernment in the primal brain, your response to activating events usually falls into the 90-10 principle. Meaning 90% of what you feel today is attributed to past events, and only 10% is due to what's really going on today. To illustrate, I share this story. I had a young man, about 9 or 10, that I was working with. He came in for his session and told me he'd gotten sunburnt. It was pretty severe. He had to be seen medically and everything. We continued our session, talked and laughed as usual. Now, our practice was to give a little sideways hug when we were done. Well, that day, our session ended, and I put my arm across his shoulders, and he cringed away from me. Why? Because my action was an activating event. His extreme response to me was more about the wound of the sunburn than to my touch, which activated it. In that same way, your deep wounds get activated today, and you respond with all the force of the old wound. The activating event will only be the cause of 10% of that. Learning to modulate that reaction, explain and explore fully what's going on, and taking measures to heal your own wounds will take a commitment. You have to first recognize your strong emotional reactions and be willing to explore them. It isn't necessarily easy, but it's a requirement for self-growth. Remember, growth is painful and chaotic at times. Next, you have to be able to articulate and share what's going on. This requires a level of emotional intimacy that some people aren't comfortable with. Gaining communication skills will increase your comfort level. Lastly, you need to ask your partner to support your healing. Remember, it's your own responsibility to take care of and heal yourself, but you can ask others for help if they are willing to give it. I think that that's really important. I didn't put this in the book, but I noticed that it's missing. Helping each other heal from old wounds is what helps build that emotional intimacy. When you talk about those hurts and your partner can appropriately respond, that makes you closer than anything else that you can do in your relationship. So the recap is, you have a primal brain and a logic brain. Your primal brain keeps you safe. The primal brain only knows response tracks that were laid down long ago. When old wounds are activated, 90% of your pain comes from the old wound and only 10% comes from what is actually happening today. When old wounds are activated, the primal brain responds as if to danger. It floods you with emotions intended to keep you safe. This flooding causes your logic brain to shut down. To reduce this destructive process, you must 1. Recognize when you're activated. 2. Explore the old wound. 3. Express your pain. And 4. Ask what you need for healing. Simple, right? So practice time. Looking back over the past week, identify any situations in your life where you had a strong emotional reaction. Record those somewhere. There should be a worksheet included in your packet to work this out on. And if you have any questions or get stuck with anything, email me at allison@allisonvelez.com. We're going to take the time to explore these events a little more in the days to come. And aren't you excited about that? So take a deep breath, and we're going to move on into the next chapter.